This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide, and we've got some funny stories to tell you, and we've also got a lot. Lots going on in the automotive space, so we'll be doing that with Tom momentarily. Coming up on hour number two, he's become our chief guy when it comes to lubrication and oil. We're going to continue getting our lessons in oil 101 with Dan Watson in hour number two. And if you have an email question for him, don't be a stranger. By all means, email them up. What else we got going on? We're going to play a little bit of trivia, and you never know what's going to happen here on the show. Telephone-wise, it's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. I finally have my gear working properly for the first time in what seems to be months. So that's making me happy at the moment. And it always makes me happy to have our first guest on with us. But before we welcome him, need classic car insurance? Only Hagerty has the expertise and the passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. Joining us on the Hagerty-powered guest line is Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide. Tom, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
Why don't we begin by talking about a story that we've touched on in the past, but I don't think you've been on since the official announcement went out, and that's the elimination of a lot of vehicles from the Ford Motor Company lineup. They have announced that they're eliminating the Fusion. They're eliminating the, let's see what else. They're eliminating the Focus. They're eliminating just about all their car platforms. I know there will be some sort of Focus that will be mini and right in vogue with the style that seems to be on everybody's mind these days. But when it gets down to it, I just hate to see Ford go from a full-line manufacturer to a company that is doing great with trucks, making a lot of money with trucks and with SUVs and with crossovers, but eliminating the car choice. It just doesn't seem right.
No, it certainly doesn't feel right. And this is such a complicated issue because there's, I think, two things at work here. There's this established notion of what a full-line manufacturer is. And if you're you or if you're me, obviously a full-line manufacturer builds sedans or small coupes or things of that nature. But increasingly, not only is market share moving away from those particular segments, profitability is really moving away from those segments. And in the case of Ford, and the one thing they're talking about eliminating, although it's going to be redesigned first, is the Focus. And Focus sales are down from about 250,000 units a few years ago to about 150,000 units now. And as Ford chases those sales down, they have to incentivize those cars as well because people just aren't buying them and they're piling up on dealer lots. So it gets very complicated. And Ford hasn't talked about when they're going to eliminate these cars, only they're no longer going to see platform development on the architecture that they're on. So they could be with us an awfully long time. And I think that the reason for eliminating these vehicles will become clearer in the next 3 to 5 years.
It's going to be interesting to see, and it's a shame to see, as I said, the Fiesta, and at least they're going to continue to make the Mustang. That would be a huge mistake, of course, eliminating that particular market. It's interesting to contrast the Ford and the General Motors of the 1970s with the Japanese manufacturers, Toyota, let's say, Nissan, and even the Koreans, Hyundai and Kia. I mean, those manufacturers have been able to maintain a full car lineup, a full vehicle lineup. And where are these Focus sales going?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think they're mostly going to vehicles, to lower priced versions of the Escape. I think that's where those customers might be going. Also, the subcompact crossovers might be stealing customers from compact cars, especially things like the popular Honda HR-V, and the Chevy Trax is pretty popular in that class as well.
Yeah, that's the hot class. There's no question about that. Everybody seems to be drifting into making that their vehicle of the day, and we keep seeing more and more eliminated, but the more they bring into the marketplace, perhaps they will continue to gain market share, but there's also a good chance that some of these vehicles that are successful now for model year 2018 may not be as successful as they age, and we'll see some of those vehicle owners moving over to another brand. But it's a remarkable story and ties right into a little funny bit you did about the Pontiacs of 1979 and 1980. And boy, has the world changed.
It has. And refreshingly, this is a lineup that is completely free of anything you would call a crossover or an SUV.
I know, and they had the F-150 truck at that time, of course, and all the other variants of the F-Series. It wasn't at the point in its long career to be the best seller, but that's a mistake I think they're doing, too, is just counting on the pickup trucks to always be bringing in the huge numbers, but It's another interesting thing to ponder when you look at that Pontiac lineup of 1979-1980. You make a note about the secretary's car, and it's a good note. Why don't you explain to the folks listening around the country what a secretary car was in the minds of the automakers back in the 70s and 60s?
Yeah, it's an interesting term, and it probably comes across as sexist now, but it wasn't really intended to be that. But there was the cars like the Camaro and the Firebird and the Mustang, all of which were sporty performance cars, and men tended to gravitate towards the higher performance versions of those, the GTs, the Formulas, the Trans Ams, and the Z28s. But there was significant volume in those cars, in those model lines, in what was referred to as secretary cars, and they were generally less expensive, less sporty version of those cars, typically powered by a 305 or a V6 or something smaller. And they were very stylish, and they were very attractive, and they were relatively affordable back in the day. And it's something that doesn't even exist now, but there was a huge market for small sporty coupes that were not actually high performance.
It's very, very true, and they sold an awful lot of them. And it seems that, that market has dried up completely, and you'll see most young women these days drifting into that small kind of, hate the expression, but the cute, ute kind of crossover. That seems to be the thing that has taken the place the most across the board. What about electric vehicles? When we come back on the other side, a number of people made the comment to me in recent weeks that the world is going electric, but America is not. It's not going to go with the same volume that we see in other parts of the world. We'll get Tom Appel's thoughts after these messages. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Grandpa, will you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
Why is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcott, Linda Moultonhowe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Did you see that top speed run of the Corvette ZR1? They did it over at a track in Germany, and Tom, before we talk about the electrification of the automotive world, but did you see the numbers, 212, 215? Pretty remarkable for a street legal, driving off the lot kind of vehicle.
We're talking about 1979, and those top speeds are probably pretty close to twice the top speed of a 79 Corvette.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. But just to get your take, I mean, all the auto manufacturers are going to have electric variants or plug-in hybrid variants of their vehicles. But somebody I respect, a journalist from the United Kingdom, spoke with me within the last week or so, and he was saying that, you know, with Ford's announcement and with some other things alive in the marketplace in the U.S., it doesn't appear that the U.S. is going to mass electrification like the rest of the world. What do you think?
I agree. I think that we're dragging our feet on a number of points regarding to electrification, one of them being charging infrastructure. There just isn't that much public charging infrastructure. You see these things popping up in certain places, but you have to set up an account with a lot of these things to make them work. And they're relatively expensive when compared to charging at home, so much so that it isn't really worth doing. There's a network in Chicago, for example, that charges you $2 to hook up while you're in a store. Well, you're not going to get anything like $2 worth of electricity if you're in a store for 20 minutes, so it doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, infrastructure-wise, Tesla continues to build its supercharger stations. And, in fact, a 20-unit station just popped up just a mile from our office in Martin Grove, Illinois. And of the 20 units, at any given time, at least six are in use. So those are being used. Of course, those are Tesla exclusive. They're proprietary, and no one else can charge there.
That's very true. Yeah, the infrastructure just isn't there, as we've talked about before on the show. You know, I live in suburbia, and, you know, most of the houses have two-car garages, and there's only a handful of the garages that are actually used for the storage of the vehicles. So you would have to bring electricity out to the street, basically, for these cars or for cars and people living in apartments. Let's talk about a cool vehicle. Did your entire staff, or was Rick Cotta the only gentleman, get an opportunity to get behind the wheel of the 2018 Jag XF Sport Break?
Oh, no, that came to the office, so we all spent time with that. And that is, it is the answer to the question, what would a Jaguar wagon look like? And the answer is pretty darn good.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty darn great looking. Our particular example was red with the great smoky black wheels and the red calipers poking through. It was really great. And mechanically, it's very much like the XF on which it's based, which is to say pretty sporty in that particular trim. Nice car. It gets very expensive as an SF Sport Break, as they call the wagon. Our example came to $85,000, which is just a bunch of money for a mid-sized car these days. But on the other hand, if you want something exclusive that looks great and drives great, there are worse things to do.
Yeah, very true. And they've been talking about doing it for a number of years. I'm glad that they brought the Sport Break over here to North America. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with that terminology, short sport break, rather, I know that we also have we have a sport break in Porsche Panamera form being brought in very limited numbers, but that's a term that goes way, way back.
Yeah, the original term was shooting break. It was a car designed. These wagons were designed for gentrified hunters going out and shooting quail or fox hunting or something like that. And there are very rare and very sought after shooting break examples of Rolls Royces and Bentleys out there that actually look spectacular.
I'm curious to see how this did in the big guy and tall guy department. How did the XF short sport break workout?
What did we go? We went a C for big guy. That was my rating. And our guy, Damon, who's 6'6", gave it a B. Part of the problem with the XF, and this is a problem with a lot of European rear drive cars, is that the front door opening is a little bit small. So bigger guys and taller guys have to really work to get into the car. Once you're in the car, they're reasonably roomy.
And it's a good-looking vehicle, there's no doubt about it. To be sold in, I would imagine, pretty limited numbers. This is not going to be a big seller like their normal F, the crossover, and now the X. And they have an E, too, so that vehicle, the F-Type, went over so well that the F-Type's a sports car. The E-Type and the electric version of the E-Type, those vehicles seem to be going quite well, but I don't know about the Sport Break. I imagine this is going to be, like you said, a very limited production vehicle.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the F-Pace is going to draw most of the sort of the wagon hatchback contenders. And the way this is priced, too, Jaguar's not looking for a lot of volume from it. I think it's a really nice car for magazine covers, and you get a few enthusiasts interested. It's getting them lots of chatter, so I think it's doing what they need it to do.
Recently, you had an opportunity to get behind the wheel of a 2018 Toyota Camry. This is an XSE trim with a V6 engine, and boy, if you had shown me a picture of this 2018 Camry 10 years ago and said, this is what the Camry is going to look like 10 years from now, I would have said, you're absolutely out of your mind.
But I would have agreed with you. Yeah, this is the sportiest of Camrys. The XSE is the sporty trim level. And the example we drove was the V6 version. There is a four-cylinder version as well. And the funny thing about it, this would be the sportiest Camry. This is not an especially sporty vehicle. This is the Camry that anyone, if you've always driven Camrys, you would be completely at home in this vehicle. It looks, outside it looks crazy sporty, but inside it looks and feels and does exactly what you want a Camry to do. And this car is an interesting anachronism, too, because V6s are just disappearing from midsize cars. Mm-hmm. Honda went to a 2-liter turbo in place of a V6 this year, leaving right now just the Altima and the Camry with V6s, I think, in the class.
That's very true, and they've done a good job with the styling department. At one time, I've known a lot of people that have owned Camrys, and you know they are extraordinarily dependable. But for many, many years, they were extraordinarily ugly. Sorry to say so, just my opinion. When we come back on the other side, more with Tom Appel. We're going to go back in time some more, and we're also going to talk about a Kia, the Forte 5 SX for 2017. And that's Around the Bend.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
It's really great to be with you guys. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. We've got Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, on the Hagerty-powered guest line. And now we're going to shine our attention on a compact car. It's a 2017 model, but pretty much carryover for 2018. So the comments on this vehicle easily will be the same if it was a 2018 model. What was the overall staff feelings about this vehicle? I noticed that it got quite a few Bs. Tom, are you with us? Ground control to Major Tom. I bet you he is, but okay. Well, it's time to throw out a trivia question. Why don't we do that right now? I'm going to make it a relatively easy question. It was an American car. It was a subcompact car. Was sold in the middle 1970s, and it was a Vega, and it had a special engine, and they were only available in two colors, black and gold and white and gold. What was that Chevrolet Vega? We've got Tom Appel back with us, and we're talking about the Forte for 2017. This is the Forte 5SX, and as you write, this is really a carryover vehicle, so don't worry about any major differences with the new model versus this particular test model.
Yeah, that's correct. The SX is I'm sorry, not the SX, but the Forte itself is largely carryover. But that said, interesting thing about the Forte, it was Kia's best-selling model in 2017, and it's one of the Kia being one of the few manufacturers or brands to have their best-selling product not be a crossover. It's funny because I don't think the Forte is usually in conversations people have when they're looking for a small car, and that's probably a mistake. The pricing here is relatively attractive, and it's a nice car.
It is a nice car. Where does it fall short?
I don't know how much it falls short, except for maybe largely brand recognition. The vehicle we drove was the SX, which is a decidedly sporty car. It makes use of the 1.6-liter turbo. I think it's 202 horsepower in this trim.
Yeah.
But a delightful car. Pairs with the 6-speed very nicely. The car rides and handles well. Noted automotive journalist once referred, Harvey Briggs, a friend of mine, once referred to the Hyundai Elantra Sport as a car that was 90% as much fun to drive as a Volkswagen GTI for 80% of the price. I'm not quite sure of his numbers, but I would apply those equally to the Forte SX.
Very good. Before we go any further, why don't we remind everyone about all the good work that you and your team do at The Daily Drive.
Yeah, thanks. ConsumerGuide.com, that's our main site. That's where you go for new car and used car reviews. The Daily Drive, cgdailydrive.com. You can get there directly or go to our main site and just visit our blog. We try to have all sorts of fun there. We do our in-depth car reviews of the cars we get at the office. We look back in time, like the Pontiacs of 1979. And we do a little bit of analysis and commentary, too. I intend to write a piece tomorrow, actually, about the Ford's decision to largely wipe out its sedan and coupe lineup. I've got some thoughts on that, so watch for that. But, yeah, come check us out.
Absolutely, and what a great follow-up to our discussion here tonight. Before we talk about the top-selling cars in Japan, let's get your pick on the Corolla hatchback from Toyota. Again, looking very sporty on the outside. I can't believe I'm seeing spoilers and some pretty fancy wheels in a Corolla.
Yeah, this is a decidedly sporty-looking car, and if we had seen this 10 years ago, we wouldn't believe it. I love this blue color. It's sort of an electric light blue color. But this is the new 2019 Toyota Corolla, and the 19 is available only in hatchback form. Right now, they're going to sell the old Corolla in sedan form parallel to the hatchback, and Toyota is not talking about the future of the sedan in America, which I think is very interesting. These two cars are actually not closely related architecturally. The new car uses the TNGA, Toyota New Global Architecture, that is shared with many cars in the lineup, including the new Camry. And our guy Rick Cotto reports that it does so very well. He actually rather liked the car.
Yeah, I can understand. It has a lot of good attributes going for it. Now we'll touch quickly on the 10 best-selling cars in Japan. And when I look at these vehicles, I understand the reasoning that the Scion division was created with their boxy XB when the Honda Element was out there on the road. And, of course, the Nissan Cube. But these vehicles are even smaller than those. The best-selling vehicle, I believe, is the Honda N-Box. And you guys have got to go to ConsumerGuide.com and check out the pictures of some of these vehicles.
Yeah, it's interesting that not one car in Japan's top 10 is on the American top 10. And as you mentioned, they're very small. In Japan, there's a class of cars known as Kei cars, K-E-I. I think they're sometimes just referred to by the letter K as in Kei cars. And it's a class of vehicles that are less than 3.4 meters long and have engines under 3/4 of a liter. And they're popular in Japan because the government there incentivizes them in terms of taxes. The automotive taxes are very high in Japan, but they're much lower on this particular class of cars. There's also frequently insurance discounts for them as well.
The only one that's vaguely familiar to most folks would be the Toyota Prius, but it's not the best-selling one. All these vehicles are very box cube-like. This is what we were told as journalists, that this is what the millennials want. And evidently the millennials in Japan do indeed want them. Let's talk about a very special Ford Focus. For years we've wanted the hot Focus over here in North America, and for years we never got it. But Ford made a lot of enthusiasts happy by announcing that the RS GT variant of the Focus is available, and I've actually seen one outside of a Ford dealership, got a ride in one, and it's got a lot of good stuff going for it.
Yeah, an interesting car. Previous versions of the RS were actually rear-wheel drive, a strange thing to have happened to a Focus. Current version is all-wheel drive, and it makes use of what is now the base engine in the Mustang, the EcoBoost 2.3 liter 4, and that is a strong engine. We happen to have one in the office about the same time that we had a Golf Type R, and there's a lot there to compare. They're both all-wheel drive. They both use turbocharged four-cylinder engines. They're both about 40 grand, and they're both a blast to drive, and the Focus really holds its own.
Yeah, I'm surprised to learn from you tonight that it's the same 2.3-liter eco-boosted four-cylinder that's in the Mustang, which I have driven and very much am impressed with. I've heard reports, and again, this is me and my secret band of spies, that these cars are not selling that well, and there may be some engine problems, that perhaps leaning on the engine for that kind of power is taking its toll on certain internal components. When you come back on the other side, everybody on the other side of the radio will get Tom's reaction to that. We'll also talk about the color of this particular Focus. If you've got a question, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. And I'm looking for the special edition Chevrolet Vega from our bicentennial year, 1976.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown Owned Small Business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Your guide, consumer guide, automotive, and the daily drive is the blog that he does such a wonderful job with. And just wanted to touch on the color of the Focus RS. It's very eye-catching, there's no doubt about it. Ford seems to be using blue in a lot of their performance vehicles.
Yeah, Ford calls this color nitrous blue. It's a $695 option. And it's one of those things that on most cars would probably hurt you at resale time. But I think that in an application like this, it's probably good. It's probably good news. I really like the color, actually. I don't know if I could drive this every day myself, but I salute the person who can.
And that's right. You also get a chance to get behind the rig of the big 2018 Ford F-150 Power Stroke Turbo Diesel, and that's one mean-looking truck.
Yeah, Ford now making a diesel available in the F-150. This is a thing that people... Ford fans, at least, have been screaming for forever, so now they have a 3-liter diesel V6 that they're branding Power Stroke, and it's going to be available in the F-150. It's not inexpensive, depending on what you're stepping up from. It's as much as $4,000. But it looks like Ford is going to have bragging rights to pickup truck highway fuel economy, at least a half-ton pickup truck fuel economy, with a 30 mpg rating.
That's a pretty good rating, no question about it. Tom, you also recently did a cool little piece called Commuter's Clarity, 5 Good-Looking Cars. And this is just, I do the same thing when I'm out. Yeah, I'm always just looking at cars. It's just, that's just the way I am. Whether I'm, of course, driving, that comes first. But if I'm a passenger in a car, I'm always looking around. And you came up with a great list here, including the 205 to 2011 Cadillac STS. This vehicle didn't set the sales numbers on fire, but it definitely is a very stately looking vehicle.
Yeah, stealing is a great word for it. You know, Cadillac launched what it called its art and science design language with the CTS, and the STS is really just sort of an extension of that. Mostly it's a long wheelbase version of the CTS, but I think the proportions just play better. Yeah, and stately is a great word for it, Bob.
Also on the list is the 2000 to 2006 BMW X5. Of course, nowadays we have many other smaller variants of the crossover vehicle from BMW, the X3, etc., and all the other ones that they've got. But this was the first one, and you know, stylistically, I would say it's the best one.
Oh, by far. If you look at like the first Mercedes crossover, the ML, which kind of looked like a squished vehicle. It looks never played for me, right? But the BMW, it has these great thin pillars. They have the classic Hofmeister clink rear pillar, or I'm sorry, Hofmeister kink rear pillar that is so necessary to BMW design themes. But what I really like is the open greenhouse. There's just not a lot of pillar to it. It's very glassy. It looks light. It looks sporty. And you know, the X5 has gotten thicker looking since then, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, very true. You also put on your list the 1992 to 94 Chevrolet Blazer and the 1995 to 1999 Tahoe two-door variants.
Yeah, and that's basically the same vehicle. They went with a name change in there when they added the four-door to the product lineup. And these were just really clean-looking vehicles. And obviously this is a function of America's movement towards what was then the SUV or the compact SUV. I think Chevy wanted something that looked a little bit less mechanical and a little bit less off-roady, and they really hit it with this. I like the big, simple, clunk, chunky-looking wheels and the clean lines. It looks very aerodynamic, and there's all sorts of glass after the B-pillar. It's very clean.
Also on Tom's list is from a manufacturer we don't see anymore, from 1998 to 2009, the Saab 9-5 wagon. And no question about it that Saabs were quirky cars for perhaps quirky people, but I miss the Saab brand.
Oh, I really miss the Saab brand. And the 9-5, I think for enthusiasts, it's an important car because it was the last vehicle designed in-house by Saab before General Motors joined the team and started to play a heavy role in future product design. And I think this is just a really spectacular-looking wagon.
Yeah, very, very well done. Another Acura, which is sometimes overlooked. I mean, when we think Acura these days, we think crossover vehicles, and we think of vehicles like the TL, but we don't think about a coupe. And Honda from 2000 to 2003 had this thin-pillared coupe called the CL, and I have not seen one of those for a while, but you're right, that is a looker.
Yeah, it's really understated. It's surprisingly clean, as you mentioned, thin-pillared, which is a thing that really appeals to me. But it's a very open greenhouse and very soft, subtle lines. And mechanically, this was really nothing more than an Accord coupe, but it came with you know, Acura tweaked suspension and handling and an Acura interior. It was probably a really great car. I never had the opportunity to drive one, but as I noted, I think they look great going down the road.
They definitely do. We'll go back to where we started quickly and roll down the Pontiacs of 1979, because I can't get away from this story. Here we go for 1979 and 1990 you look at as well. But let's take a look at the 1979 variants. There's some pretty big selling vehicles by today's standards on here. When you take a look at the Bonneville, 79 sales, and Catalina as well, 179,416 units. That's a pretty decent number.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of sales by standards today.
And then we move into some other vehicles, including the Firebird, which sold, hold on to your hat, 211,455, and not only the screaming chicken decaled Trans Am, but a lot of these secretary cars that we spoke about earlier. And it's still a good-looking car today. There's no question about it. The Pontiac Grand Prix, 210,000 sales, despite having a lot of competition. That's pretty decent.
Yeah, that's insane for a car that's relatively impractical.
Pontiac also had the Le Mans, which was a mid-size sedan or a coupe, or you could add it in wagon form. 136,938 were sold for 1979. Isn't that amazing when you look at those numbers?
Yeah, there was later Pontiacs never saw anything like that kind of volume.
Here's a vehicle which was very much got a lot of good reviews for its day. The Pontiac Phoenix, compact sedan and coupe. They sold 24,900 and had a base price of $4,089 to $4,689. And it was really the front-wheel drive variant that had the big sales, but this one did pretty well.
Yeah, it was a shadow of the very, very similar Chevy Nova, which was far more aggressively marketed and also pushed into fleet. But the Phoenix was there for people who wanted something that was just sort of a step up and had styling that sort of suggested Firebird.
And it's amazing to look at all the different variants of these vehicles. You know, two-door, four-door, wagon. I mean, where do you see that today? Not too many places. The Pontiac Sunbird, which was a subcompact coupe, a hatchback, and a wagon. And at one time, they had a Sunbird convertible, because I remember I had it as a press vehicle in the 1990s. And I still remember that vehicle. But for $79, they sold 97,790 of the Sunbirds.
Yeah, this is one of those cars that, like so many General Motors, was available from every single division except for Cadillac. There was a Buick Skyhawk and a Chevy Monza and an Oldsmobile Firenza. I think it was called, no, it was Oldsmobile Omega at the time. And they all did pretty good volume.
Tom, have you ever had the chance of driving one of those big engine Trans Ams from the late 70s?
I actually drove a 79 because one belonged to a mechanic at a gas station I worked for. And he let me take it once to go out and get Chinese.
Oh, fantastic story. I'd love to get a ride in one. Thank you, Tom, as usual. Great job. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMS Oil throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMS Oil's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.